Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike once again at May-212011.com with another study in the book of Revelation. We've been in chapter 13 and now we are on verse 11. The title of the study is The Beast That Comes Up Out of the Earth. Let me read that verse and then we'll get into the study with an introduction. And then we'll look at the verse in more detail and conclude our study. The verse reads, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon." In this study of Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, we will discover who or what is this other beast that comes up out of the earth during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, and why it is said to have had two horns like a lamb and to have spoken as a dragon. O Lamb of God, grant to us eyes that we can see and ears that we can hear in and through you, Jesus Christ, to the glory of the Father. Amen. Now let's start by once again reading that verse. "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon." Remember, we had learned in verse 1 that you can click on and then scroll down to page 3 to begin reading at the second paragraph, that the first beast rose up out of the sea to teach that it came from the unsaved, the world, or hell, also called the bottomless pit, in which Satan had been bound at the cross, but then released on May 21, 1988, to bring judgment against the Christian church. And you can click on Revelation 21 through 8 for more details on the beast having bound and then released. And now in verse 11, the Apostle John says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth." It had already been mentioned when we studied verse 1 that there are two beasts mentioned in this context of the Great Tribulation described in Revelation chapter 13, because the number 2 in the Bible can symbolize the church to reveal that these two beasts are church beasts to whom it was given by God to take over and spiritually destroy all the Christian churches worldwide due to his judgment against them for all their rebellion against his holy scriptures. For judgment had to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17. And as we shall see, these two beasts are really one and the same beast. And we'll see this more clearly as we move along in the second half of Revelation chapter 13. Not so much in this study, but in the following studies. This beast, though, is one and the same as the first beast, really. And we learned it consists of Satan, his demons, counterfeit Christians, and any other unsaved people. But God uses the symbolism of two different beasts to make it clear that Revelation chapter 13 that describes the great tribulation of judgment has everything to do with what the number 2 symbolizes, namely the Christian church worldwide. Now we first read, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth." Whereas the first beast came out of the sea, this beast comes up out of the earth. the earth, as we had seen in our study of the term the earth in verse 8 that you can click on, then scroll down to page 4 to begin reading at its last paragraph, spiritually symbolizes the church. And as an aside, it likely symbolizes that in other places in which it occurs in the book of Revelation as well, but that the earth could spiritually symbolize the church had not yet been clearly revealed to me by the Holy Spirit until in our study of Revelation chapter 13. So that many of our previous studies in the book of Revelation may need to be somewhat modified depending on the context wherever the term the earth takes place to make things more precise and clear that it refers to the church. But now, because we know that the term the earth symbolizes the Christian church worldwide in Revelation chapter 13, we know that when our verse says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth," we know that God is revealing that this beast comes up from the Christian church. And since the church consists of the people therein, we know that this beast must have come up from the people in the church, which is consistent with what we have been teaching, namely that the beast consists of Satan and his demons as they use and work through the counterfeit Christians and prophets that filled the church during the Great Tribulation and still fill the church even today. Therefore, this beast, like the first beast, consists of all of these: Satan, his fallen angels or demons, and all the counterfeit Christians in all the Christian churches worldwide. These counterfeit Christians of the beast did and will not depart out of the Christian churches as the elect did in obedience to Christ, for they belong to the kingdom of Satan, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, which all the Christian churches worldwide became by September 7, 1994 of the Great Tribulation, when the counterfeit Christ, the true Antichrist, Satan himself, with the rest of the beast, had spiritually conquered the whole Christian church and made them a part of his kingdom as God's judgment against them. And Satan, with the whole beast, is still being used by God to continue bringing his wrath against the whole Christian church, even to this day and until the last day of judgment day that we are now in comes, when Satan and his whole kingdom, the beast, will be annihilated forever. Those still in all the Christian churches worldwide will see the elect, the true and only eternal church, whom they spiritually killed, being raptured into glory, while they are all left behind for the fire. Then and only then they will realize how greatly they were deceived. They were caught in the snare of the perfect trapper ever since Judgment Day began at the house of God on May 21, 1988. And his snare was so perfect that they never knew they had even been snared until the trapper returned for his prey to throw them all in the oven. Woe to all you who sing praises in the Christian churches today, for you shall soon be weeping and howling on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Better to weep now, so that when you weep then, you will be better prepared for it. Now next, we read the following about this beast, that is Satan, his demons, and counterfeit Christians, that was coming up from the earth. That is through the counterfeit Christians in the church. And he had two horns like a lamb. First, in that this beast is described to be like a lamb, immediately reveals that this beast is like Christ. For we know that Christ is often symbolized as a lamb in the Holy Scriptures. For instance, we read in John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." And by the way, when it says he takes away the sin of the world, that doesn't mean that he takes away the sins of every human being. No, the word for world is the word cosmo, and that's the word from which we get our word cosmos. It refers to the physical world or the physical earth that fell into sin as a result of Adam and Eve's sin, that by going to the cross, Christ has redeemed the physical earth, which is why, after it's burnt up, it will be given a new transformation into an incorruptible world or earth. And we read in Revelation, Revelation 12, verse 11, "And they overcame him," that is Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb," that is Christ, "and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." And again, when Christ writes about Judgment Day, we read in Revelation 6, verse 16, "And they said to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb,'" that is Christ. And most of us already know there are many other verses that use the word lamb to symbolize Christ. So there is no reason to belabor the point that when our verse says that this beast is like a lamb, it means this beast is like or as Christ himself. Obviously, this beast is not the true Christ, but it is a counterfeit Christ who ascends out of the earth, that is, out of the Christian church, namely out of or through the counterfeit Christians who make up the church. And not only is this beast like or as Christ himself, but we read that he had two horns like a lamb. And as we had learned in a previous study, the beast is not he, but an it. And you can click on the previous study link, scroll down to page 2, read paragraph 2 to see this. Therefore, our verse is better translated, "And it had two horns like a lamb," that is, like Christ. Now the verb "had" in this sentence, "And it had two horns like a lamb," is in the imperfect tense and indicative mood of the Greek. This means the action of the verb is in the past, but like the present tense of the indicative mood, the action of the verb is continuous or ongoing. And you can click on to see imperfect tense to learn that that is so. Therefore, to show this, our verse can read, "And it continuously had two horns like a lamb." Horns in the Bible normally symbolize strength or power, which is just common sense, as animals with horns will normally show their strength or power by butting one another with their horns. We also see that horns symbolize power or strength in the Bible itself as well. For instance, we read in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, "And his," that is God's, "brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand," and there, that is where the horns come out of his hand, "was the hiding of his power." Therefore, that God is said to have horns coming out of his hand, and there, that is, in his hand where the horns come out, "was the hiding of his power." Clearly, then, horns must do with power, or we could say strength, as both words are synonyms. We can also reveal many verses, of which I will mention just a couple, that when power or strength is substituted for the word horns, these verses make perfect sense. Because horns and power or strength are referring to the same thing. For instance, in Psalm 75, we read in verse 10, "All the horns," that is the strength, "of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns," that is the strength, "of the righteous shall be exalted." And again, we read in Zechariah 1, verse 19, "And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be these? And he answered me, These are the horns," that is the power or strength, "which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Well, we could go on with more examples of how horns symbolize power or strength. But let's now ask, why is this beast said to have two horns? Well, in that this beast has two horns means that these horns are church horns. That is, they have to do with the church, because the number two can symbolize the corporate church, that is all the Christian churches worldwide. And you can click on number two to see that. Therefore, we are being taught by symbolism that this beast, which arose in the church as a counterfeit Christ, continuously had power or strength over the whole Christian church. That is, this beast continuously had two horns. During the Great Tribulation, as if it were Christ himself, that is, this beast was like a lamb. But now our verse 11 says one last thing. "And he spoke as a dragon." For reasons already mentioned, it is better translated, "and it," that is the beast, "spoke as a dragon." And once again, because the verb spoke is in the imperfect tense and the indicative mood of the Greek, we can show this by translating this sentence, "and it ongoingly spoke as a dragon." Furthermore, we had already learned in a Revelation 12:9 that you can click on to see that the word dragon symbolizes Satan, because this verse tells us so. It reads, "And the great dragon was cast out," that is, he was cast out of heaven, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. "He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Therefore, our verse is saying that this beast, that is the counterfeit Christ, that rose up from the earth, that is from the church, and its counterfeit Christians continuously had power over the church during the Great Tribulation. And it ongoingly spoke as a dragon. That is, this beast ongoingly spoke as the devil or Satan himself. And this makes perfect sense, because Satan and his demons that are one part of this beast ongoingly spoke through its counterfeit Christians and prophets, which are the other part of the beast, so that when these counterfeit Christians and prophets spoke, they ongoingly spoke as if they were the devil or Satan himself. They, of course, were not the devil or Satan, but they spoke as the devil or Satan, because it was the devil or Satan that actually ongoingly spoke through them. And because this beast was like a lamb, that is, a counterfeit Christ, continuously having two horns, that is, continuous power over the church, it ongoingly spoke using the Holy Scriptures like Christ would do. But it twisted, misused, and abused them just so cleverly that the whole church in one area or another were led to teach lies and false gospels or counterfeit Christs to the complete spiritual destruction of all the Christian churches worldwide without them even knowing it. And this is exactly what we have been teaching throughout Revelation chapter 13, that Satan was unleashed beginning on May 21, 1988 from the pit to be used by God as the counterfeit Christ, that is the true Antichrist, also known as the man of sin, son of perdition, or abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, to spiritually make desolate and destroy the whole Christian church. And that is all the Christian churches worldwide. Which it had accomplished by September 7th, 1994, of the Great Tribulation, which was from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, and even to this very day. So the whole Christian church has been worshiping the counterfeit Christ and Antichrist, who is Satan himself, ever since September 7th, 1994, without even knowing it. And unless they all realize this and depart out from all the Christian churches worldwide, as the elect, that is the saints, have long since done in obedience to Christ, they will continue worshiping the beast in their churches, because all their churches have long since been given over to the devil, both to own and rule over them as God's very own judgment against them all for being in rebellion to many teachings in the Holy Scriptures of God, which they have now been blinded to as God feeds them a strong delusion. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Indeed, we have been in the time of the Antichrist ever since the church age ended and the Great Tribulation began on May 21, 1988, which is the time when Satan has been pulling off his greatest deception since he had deceived Eve in the garden. Namely, he has the whole Christian church, except the elect, that is the saints who are no longer in the churches, worshiping him as if he were Christ, and none of them even know it. This, as well as the fact that eternal life and salvation ended in and through all the Christian churches at the beginning of the Great Tribulation and end of the church age on May 21, 1988, is why we read in Matthew 24:21, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Well, let's make a conclusion. We learn that this beast coming up out of the earth during the Great Tribulation was Satan and his demons as one part of the beast as they rose up and worked through the counterfeit Christians and prophets of the other part of the beast and of the Christian church as the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, son of perdition, and abomination of desolation, having continuous power over the church and ongoingly speaking as Satan or the devil, because it actually was Satan or the devil of one part of the beast that used the counterfeit prophets and counterfeit Christians of the other part of the beast and of the Christian church to speak for it. They were not Satan, but they spoke for Satan according to his will. Therefore, they, being one part of the beast, ongoingly spoke as a dragon, that is, as Satan himself, to speak the Holy Scriptures, but to cleverly twist, abuse, and misuse them to lead the church into false teachings and counterfeit gospels to their own spiritual destruction as God's judgment against them. For we know that judgment had to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17. Now until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.